I'm going to hear crickets behind me.
That's fine. They won't pick up on the mic.
I think they will.
They definitely won't.
Windows are open here. This feels like 1947's radio.
They definitely won't be picked up on the other cricket. You can't hear the crickets. Oh, they might hear my gas, though. My stomach is...
When is it not, to be fair? You disgust
me. I'm sorry.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the hit hills.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Welcome in to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon on SiebelPodcast.com, also OTBPodcast.com. Today is Thursday, August 18th, year of our Lord, 2011.
What does that mean?
I have no fucking clue.
You know, 2 points. One, 2 days away from our anniversary. So happy anniversary.
You can't have an anniversary if you take 3 months off.
There is an anniversary with the 3 months. It's when we started the show.
But there was 3 months of not doing the show.
Yeah, but still, we're still Outside the Box members. We just didn't put the show up there. It's been a year. So when's our anniversary then?
It's like you're an alcoholic and you say, oh, I haven't drank for 12 months. Oh, but this summer I got drunk every day.
Are you equating this show to alcoholism?
This show is number one in AA groups all across the country. That's our highest demo.
Gracious, great balls of fire.
Alcoholic males 18 to 34. That's our highest demo, man. We are through the roof right there. Those are where our P1s are, all right? That's where we kill quarter hours.
So does
that
include you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Is that enough radio shtick for you, by the way?
How old are you, 27?
27.
You're right in there.
Yeah, it's right in there.
Can't even see your face because this stupid springs are... I'm going to move a little bit.
That's where our P1s are. Mike and Leon, Outside the Box here. Make sure to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com. You can search for Outside the Box. Also on Twitter at OTB Podcast as we broadcast live from the hottest damn studio I have ever been in my entire life. What's the temperature say?
86. Holy shit. Usually these studios are nice and cool. We're men, right?
Yeah.
Men like temperatures at cooler degrees. All the guys I've ever talked to typically like it 7 to 10 degrees cooler than women.
Yeah.
I came into the studios this morning and it said 80. And I thought to myself, you know what? That guy that works here before me, Leon, typically likes it in the 60s.
I do.
Why in the world is it still in the 80s? So I tried to put it down, and it just kept going up.
Yeah. It was awful. I came in today, and I walked in. It was 82, and I think a little while ago when I walked out of that studio, it was an 86, and this studio is an 86. God forbid a radio station have a working air conditioner. God forbid anything in this hellhole work.
So if you hear the crickets in the background, it's because we had to prop open the window and then open the door to get a tunnel of air that can flow through the studio. I think it's helped a little bit, but it's not as cool as we'd like it, clearly.
Yeah, and also, you know, men like it cooler than women, but also any kind of studio, whether it's radio, television, whatever, here's a little inside baseball here for you kids, it's going to be cold because there's so much equipment and so much equipment running, generating heat, and all. You want to keep the temperature down, you want to control it, it's usually colder in there.
Now, I know it wasn't one of the topics in our pre-show discussion.
Pre-show meeting.
Yeah, which is completely bullshit. But it's got me thinking, because I know I've seen it with me in my relationship, and I've seen it with a lot of other men in their relationships. The fight and the battle for the temperature degree mark in the bedroom. I mean, that is a huge battle.
It is. It's war.
It's war. Did you touch it? I didn't touch it. It's a little too hot. It's a little too cold. I can't sleep. For me, there's battles.
I think for every guy, it's a battle. And I tell you what, it's a double-edged sword. Because
why is that?
Women like it hotter.
Yes.
Than men. They always do. It can be 89 degrees outside, and a woman wants it to be 82 degrees inside of her apartment.
Right. But it's bizarre.
Here's the thing. It's a double-edged sword for men. Because if you turn the temperature down, and, you know, it's 72 degrees and it feels nice, or in my case, it's 67 degrees. Damn the environment, I say. I'm going to be comfortable. It's 67 degrees and I feel good. She's freezing and she's miserable. So she's already pissed at you because she's cold and miserable.
Right.
And then at that point, you know, then she goes for the blanket and, you know, and it's downhill from there. Now, on the flip side of that, if it's like 82 degrees in there, it's hot. Well, she's walking around with less on, so that's good for you. But then you're sweating and
your
back is wet. Yeah, your balls are. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's awful.
Like a fucking.
Well, I'm talking about when you're sleeping itself. It's just, I can't sleep when it's hot. I'm tossing and turning. I'm over the covers. I'm a terrible sleeper, too. I don't like the sheets.
No,
I use the blanket, but not the sheet.
You know, I don't use the sheets either.
I don't use a sheet.
I don't use anything. I sleep.
Even in the winter and it's cold, you wouldn't use a blanket?
No, most of the time I sleep just out in the open. Take all the covers.
You're not naked,
off.
Are you?
No, I'm not naked.
The big bear rolling around.
Big bear rolling around.
Little ding dongs poking.
Yeah. You got some peyote going. No. No, I don't like anything on me. It's too constricting. You know, I just like to be free out there and just sleep. You know, I guess kind of like a bear sleeping out in the cave.
I'm weird because I put the blanket on top of my knees.
Okay, I was wondering where you were going with that.
It goes from my knees to like my elbows,
no, it doesn't.
But I don't like my knee down and my elbow up to be covered. I'm very particular. I'm not a particular guy about stuff. I have to have it perfect or I can't sleep. I need my bed sheets the way they are. No sheets, all comforter.
You got a little Superman sheet going on? Clark Kent?
Nah, just a nice black and white standard.
Race cars?
If I was, if I had my choosing, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, what would you pick?
I think I would.
Where's your inner 12, Leon?
I think just red, because I like red.
Just red? Can we talk about your sheets when you used to live with me?
What?
Your porn star sheets?
Hey, man.
Dude, you had porn star sheets.
Those were comfortable sheets.
Leon,
right?
You had porn star sheets. What happened to those things?
Well, I've since parted ways with them. I no longer
own
that particular bed.
Did you distribute them to the porn industry?
Well, I'm sure that some place in San Luis Obispo right now is very happy with them. No, I threw them in the trash. No,
can we tell people about these sheets?
They were nice, high quality red, like
they were silk.
Satin silk sheets. Whatever.
You could sit
they
on them
nice.
And you'd be on you. It was almost like a slip and slide.
Michael, you know me. I'm a man that I'm a common man. But I do appreciate some of the finer things in life from time to time.
Yeah, porn star sheets.
Well, you know, what did Jason Giambi used to say? What was it? Party like a rock star, pound like a porn star? There you go. Words of wisdom from Jason Giambi.
Okay, I'm just saying they were porn star sheets. And that's a good segue, Leon, into our next topic. Not exactly porn stars, but we'll transition it to hookers. The Miami football program. Holy guacamole.
The program.
What did I say?
You said the program.
You know, give me a break. I've gotten up every day at 4:58.
No one wants to hear when you work.
I'm just saying, it's been long days. I'm here after hours to put a program
together.
Speak the
King's English or I'll deport you back to Kazakhstan.
Miami football, right? Holy crap, what's going on there?
No way to go through life, son.
They've got hookers. They've got prostitutes. They've got yacht parties. Yahtzee. They've got money given away. It is a whole mess, and this is a story that usually we like to find those outside-the-box topics, but this one is just so big and just so wonderful to talk about. We need to, because when we were on the radio in our real jobs, we have to cookie-cutter it, and not cookie-cutter it.
You got to walk the PC line.
You got to walk the PC line and be like,
you can't say
all right, let's
really
talk a little
say.
Bit about the Miami football program. Blah, 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 blah. This is so terrible. No shit. This is like the worst thing ever. This is like corrupting kids. Yeah. But holy crap.
If you haven't heard about
this. Is it
fun
to talk about?
If you haven't heard about this, if you're not a big sports fan, or maybe you've just been living under a rock, or you know you live in West Virginia and you don't have electricity.
Well, what about West Virginia fans? They like their football. They got to know what's going on.
Yeah, they set couches on fire, didn't drink moonshine. Yeah.
Sounds like your kind of people.
Yeah, they are. I might
chew
some skull.
You'd do well in West Virginia.
I would do very well.
Except for your hoity-toity beer
taste.
I'd
be one of the better-looking people, too. I got that going for me.
Wow.
But anywho, if you haven't seen it, Yahoo Sports, a great investigative piece that they've done on the University of Miami program. I believe it's called Hurricane Damage. Actually, a little funny piece there. But they go... You know, this is far more than your regular NCAA cheating. This is far more than players getting money and players getting perks like they were hanging out on yachts and stuff like that. Some of the more off-the-wall things that you're seeing here. This guy, Nevin Shapiro, former Miami booster. He was a guy that's in prison right now, serving like 20 years in jail for a Ponzi scheme. I forgot how much money he stole.
$930 million.
$930 million in the Ponzi scheme. Funneled a lot of that to the University of Miami. Like, this guy, one of the things he did, he was setting up encounters for Miami players with hookers.
Ugh.
I mean, this goes far beyond giving a guy, hey, kid, you know, you want to be my boy. I know you're from a tough neighborhood. Here's $200. Go buy some Jordans and a steak.
I hate to be brutally honest, but let's look at it this way, okay?
All right.
You're an inner city poor kid that's athletic and good at football.
All right.
You're 17 years old. This rich white guy is offering you, okay, money, women, and alcohol to go play football in a pretty darn good area to be 18 to 22 years old. Why are we so surprised?
No, I mean, it's one of those things you can never really stop. And let me tell you something. Someone goes and offers me money, women, and alcohol right now, I think I'm going to go sign up and play football. But no, I mean...
You take two of three.
I take two of three. My fiance will kill me for the other one. But, you know.
What, the alcohol or the women?
No women.
Okay,
nah, probably double alcohol, checking. Too. But, I mean, what can you really expect? You can't expect these kids. They're 18, 19, 20 years old. Of course, they're going to take the free ride. It's not illegal for them to take that. It's against NCAA rules, but it's not illegal. It's something they can go to jail for. But the whole thing with this, the really skeezy thing with this is when I look at this, you know, the prostitution. Mike, one of the players.
Okay, I know where you're going, and this part is.
This is heinous.
This part's messed up.
No matter where you stand on this issue, because I think you and I have different political things on this. We won't even get into that. But
good idea.
No matter where you stand on this issue, there was a player that. Apparently impregnated a stripper. The stripper goes and gets back in touch with Shapiro and says, hey, you know that guy that you had me with a couple weeks ago, he got me pregnant. Shapiro pays the $500 for the woman to have an abortion. And he doesn't tell the kid. He doesn't tell the kid that, you know.
And he should have a say in this. I mean,
yeah, he certainly should have a say in this. He goes,
but that, I mean, I hate that we're getting like, now this is sort of transitioning into sort of semi-deep radio, but the fact that this is why it's so messed up. The guy has a child with this woman. And out of the circumstances of how they came together to make the kid, it's pretty terrible.
Not ideal circumstances at all. But, you know, Shapiro goes, yeah, I had to take care of it. I'm basically paraphrasing what he said because I had to take care of it because that idiot might have wanted to keep the kid. Are you serious?
I don't know too much about hookers.
Really?
Why did he not have a condom?
That's true. It's a hooker, and a South Beach hooker at that.
I mean, it just seems like a little like, ugh.
Don't you feel like certain places, like the hookers have more miles on them than
that
others?
That would be a mild place.
You know, like South Beach, New York City,
any
Vegas.
Any major city, Vegas.
L.A. No, not
any. Not Vegas.
Not any major. You don't think so in Vegas?
Well, Vegas. They actually do this illegally in Vegas.
Yes, they got the legal brothels, but they still got
the
women.
But the illegal part's fine. But
the
I'm
women
saying
in
legal.
The hotels.
Yeah.
You know?
Sandusky?
Some places, not so much. Like, I don't think there's a big prostitution game in Chicago. You don't think Chicago has
I think Chicago's got a prostitution game.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Chachi over here is pissed off. Yeah, make sure to check out the show on Twitter at OTB Podcast. Also on Facebook, you can search Outside the Box, Mike and Leon. Speaking of Mr. Sensitive over here across from me, you went to the movies.
I did. I went to the movies yesterday.
Now, did you go with your fiance?
No, I went by myself.
All right, so you went by yourself to the movie theater.
At 4 o'clock, a 4 to 6 show.
4 o'clock
on a Wednesday.
On the Wednesday. So... Oh, yeah. You would think you would go see a guy movie. I don't even know what the hell's in the theaters right now.
I don't think there's anything. I think it's the problem.
What did you go see?
The Crazy Stupid Love with the guy from The Office.
Say that one more time, please.
I think it's Crazy Stupid Love or Stupid Crazy Love. I might be mixing it up.
You saw a movie by yourself as a man.
Are you going to read the synopsis?
With the word
the summary?
Love in the title. This is called Stretching Things Out. I'm getting to that.
Okay. Well, yes, I saw Crazy Stupid Love. I will say this. There were women by themselves in the movies.
Of course.
There were men and women together.
Of course.
And then there were a group of women together. I was the only solo dude.
Mike, of course there's going to be women by themselves in there. They're all sitting there crying, wondering why some guy hasn't proposed to them or something, why all their friends are getting married and why they're not.
Okay, the woman to my left was crying. I had to hold back the tears.
They were losers, okay? Then you got the group of women together, fresh out of the Jenny Craig meeting. They're going there together as well. They are also the offensive linemen for the Steelers.
No, the three girls that were there together were slim.
Yeah, well, they probably smoked. Anyway, so...
I think they were also like 13.
Yeah, well... That's a whole other issue. So you got all that going on. And then you got the couples and those poor schmucks, they're dragged there. We all got to pay the piper sometimes to do things like that. So those poor guys are there and they're suffering through it. They're probably whipping out the iPhone and looking at the baseball scores halfway through it. But you went willingly to this by yourself. And here's the plot of this.
Oh, God.
Crazy Stupid Love. Rated PG-13, by the way. So
it should have been rated R.
It's not even...
Should have been rated R.
For... Coarse humor. I don't know what the hell that means. Sexual content.
That should have been rated R.
Language.
There was the. Maybe I'm just old fashioned. It should have been R.
At 40 something, straight laced Cal Weaver is living the dream. Good job.
Yes.
Nice house, great kids, and a marriage to his high school sweetheart. But when Cal learns that his wife Emily has cheated on him and wants a divorce,
so messed up. Oh.
his perfect life quickly unravels.
Yep. It unraveled quick.
You willingly saw this movie.
Yeah, I heard good
things. Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Julianna Moore, Emma Stone. I don't even know who the hell Annalee Tipton is.
I don't know. It was good. I liked it. It wasn't great. It was a little too long. Too long for me. Could have been 20 minutes less.
30 minutes or less was in the theaters.
What's that?
Transformers was in the theater.
I'm sick of Transformers.
Horrible Bosses. But it's stuff blowing up. Who
Horrible
cares?
Horrible Bosses. I was debating with that.
You don't got to think about it.
It's like, I was in the mood for a romantic comedy. But is there anything wrong with that?
Yes, you're a 28-year-old straight heterosexual American male.
I have a sensitive side. I wanted to see it. I heard good things about it. I heard good things from another man about it. I can't reveal who that guy is. I wouldn't throw him under the bus.
This man's probably a homosexual.
No.
This man's probably severely whipped. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, look, I saw you nod.
I don't
That's
know.
Okay. You don't got to give up the name. There's a certain kind of guy that's going to go to that movie.
I liked it.
There's a different kind of guy that's going to recommend that movie.
I had a nice time. I snuck in a Diet Coke. You know, it was good.
You're too cheap to pay for the soda.
The soda's absurd. Have you seen the prices?
People got to make a buck. The people working there got to make a buck.
Leon, it's $5.75 for a soda. I went next door and bought it for $1.50 and stuffed it in my pocket.
Why
I saved
can't
$4.
You, why can't you follow the rules and pay for a soda?
Because I'm cheap.
You don't feel anything for that person working behind the counter?
The guy
slaving
working behind,
away
you think
for
his
their,
you
for
think
their
his
$1.78?
You think his $6.88 an hour changes based on me coming in there? It's incentive based.
You buy a few more cups.
Well, let's go, Jimmy. I bought looks like you did good in the popcorn sales today. We're upping it up.
You buy a few more Cokes, maybe they can make some improvements to the god awful movie theaters.
You know
here.
What?
A little bit more revenue coming in.
I've accepted
maybe,
the fact that
maybe
those
Pablo behind the counter can get an extra dime in his paycheck next week.
Or maybe you're thinking like a Democrat, and the owner, okay, of the movie theater takes all that money and makes a living and pockets it. Because he says, you know what? It's a POS movie theater. People got to go here. They got no other choice.
Why do you
Why would
America?
I? Listen. Why would I make advancements to the movie theater if this is the only place you can go?
Well, it's soon not to be.
Soon not to be. No, that's true. Soon not to be, they'll change it. But at this point, if that's all you got, I don't blame them.
By the way, this is the dumbest town, by the way, to see a movie.
We've gone down this road before.
We've gone down this road, but you know, let's examine this a little further. You have, what, three movie theaters in town? Hold on. There's Regal downtown. There's Seminole Square. There's the Carmike. Yeah, so you have three big
movies.
Aren't
they building a new one?
They are building a new Regal.
Where?
Here. It's off of like 29 North, that new Stonefield development. So anyway, they're building a new theater here. But there's some sort of like gentleman's agreement here or whatever that no movie is in more than one theater here. So if you want to see Transformers, you got one theater to go to, Bubba. And those aren't good odds because the only decent one, the only halfway decent one is Downtown Mall. And those seats are made of like wood and they're hard and it stinks. But it's better than the other ones. The other ones smell like cat urine. The floor is sticky.
They are awful movies.
It's terrible. Like, I feel like homeless people sleep in there overnight because that stench can only be replicated.
Well, this drove me nuts
that.
During the movie. I'm trying to enjoy my nice romantic comedy on my afternoon off, right?
Afternoon playing hooky, but go on.
Afternoon playing hooky. I got to work at 5:30 and I was there till 3.
Yeah. Go on.
Okay. And I saw a movie between 4 and 6 and then worked from 7 to 8. Give me a break.
Go on. Go on.
The hooky.
Go on.
So, you know how, like, there's 10 people in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Why is it the one person has to sit in front of me? I moved.
Did you address this with them?
No, they just came and sat. I'm like, there's open seats. The movie theaters in here suck, so you can't see above them. It's not stadium seating.
Yeah.
Why are you sitting in front of me?
Was this person pretentious? Did she look pretentious?
It was a guy and a girl couple. Didn't get a good look.
Oh, that guy's a moron. You got no better than that.
Oh, it's etiquette. It's total etiquette. So I moved. I had to move.
I would have intentionally like kicked the back of their chair a couple times.
I just moved. I wasn't going to do that.
Or I would have put my feet up on the back of their chair. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry, just stretching my legs out. There's a lot of room in this theater.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
They are terrible people.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Episode, what is this, 26?
Hell of
a 27? 28, 29?
I never know what's going on here.
We're working on getting sponsors.
Yeah, well, I need a sponsor for my alcoholism, but that's not the sponsor
we're
talking
alcoholic?
About. Are you an alcoholic? I'm not an alcoholic.
Okay, well, don't say that. I don't want to joke about that. I don't want the, you know,
I
want to get a beer with you after the show. I don't have to be worried about it.
I drink my 12 and I'm fine.
It's okay. How many times a week is it 12?
Three, four. It's scaled it back a little bit.
No, I mean, people have to realize 12 to you is probably like 2 to the average person.
Yeah, you know, I'm a red-blooded American male. I can hold my beer. There's no half a glass of Chardonnay and passing out on the couch for this guy.
You want to see a movie together?
Not at all. I will never go to the movies with you again. You have terrible taste.
We saw a terrible movie together.
We did, but you know what? It was a guy movie. We saw the comebacks.
That was a bad movie.
It was a terrible movie, but it was a guy movie. There were no chicks in that movie.
Is that the only
major
movie
we've
seen together?
Yeah, because you have terrible taste. You saw the traveling pants of the vagina. What was that movie called?
Okay, I was with my sister. No. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, for the love of God.
Okay, you know, for a friend of mine, I think I've seen the least amount of movies with you for like a top-notch friend.
Yeah, but I like things like Die Hard.
And, I like Die Hard too.
And Transformers.
I like that.
And I like to watch Jean-Claude Van Damme and The Departed and The Town and stuff like that.
I like those too.
You watch Joy Luck Club.
I don't watch that.
Did you cry at any point during this movie that you saw?
Can we move on?
Did you? No, I think the audience deserves to know the truth.
I did not cry.
Did you have to wipe your eye at any point to hold back the tears?
There was no wiping.
Were you touched by the love story?
Yes.
Dear Lord, there's no hope for you.
I was touched.
Were you embarrassed when you went up to the theater to buy a ticket?
I did it on Fandango. I had it before.
Oh, so you knew that you were wrong because you couldn't show your face.
No, I have Fandango dollars.
You couldn't show your face to the freckle-faced 14-year-old behind the counter because you know even then he would have had a higher social standing than you for purchasing that ticket.
I had Fandango dollars. Although, let me tell you this. It's very awkward now at the movies there because the same guy that gets your ticket also gets your food and stuff.
Yeah, because there's only one guy working there because like assholes like you sneak in the
food. So you see
food.
People like rip the ticket and they're like, okay, hey, how's it going? Here's your ticket. Then you're like, hey, how's the last 6 seconds been? It's just awkward.
Can I get a Diet Coke?
It's just weird. Yeah. Outside the box with Mike and Leon. Well, I think it's time to go.
You're a punter.
I'm punting. How long have we gone?
23 minutes.
I feel like it's run its course.
I got good content here. Oh, we got a bunch of other stuff. Next week, I got to talk about this story. There's an aircraft sex scandal.
You
in,
and your
Hong Kong.
You like sex scandals in odd places.
Fascinating. It's very funny to me. Other countries amuse me.
You were born. You're born to just rip other countries.
Pretty much. You know, when you're born in the greatest country in the world, you can just look down upon them. everything else.
So where were you born?
I was born in America, Michael.
Which state?
I was born in Virginia, Michael. The Commonwealth of
like
Virginia.
Virginia,
not a state. Commonwealth.
You like Virginia?
Love Virginia.
It's a good state.
I
like it too.
Old Virginia, I like to call it.
Do you remember when we went to the Virginia Diner?
Yes.
That was fun.
Carry me back to Old Virginia Diner. That's what I say.
I like
outside
it.
The box with Mike and Leon. I'm going to chill here as I pull up the music because I'm such a great board op here. Also, you know, by the way, we've been doing this show for like a year. And I still don't have this thing the way I want it with all
the
sound.
9 months because we took
bumps.
3 months off, remember?
That's very true. This show has been a pregnancy.
No,
actually,
no,
it hasn't because it didn't go a consecutive 9 months.
No,
it did kind of. It went 9 months, then stopped, and then 3 months later.
So basically, 9 months, we had our kid, and now we're pregnant again with our second.
Pregnant. I don't even want...
What? Is that not a word?
What was the word?
Pregnated.
I don't know. Is pregnant a word?
Yeah. I think so.
Can be.
Well, then what's the word for being pregnant?
I don't know. Let's call it knocked up.
Oh, God. You're such a rude man.
I'm not a rude man.
I'm seeing my chick flicks, and you're talking about women knocked up.
Yeah, you know, hey, that broad got knocked up.
I saw Knocked Up.
It was a good movie.
It was nice.
That's a guy movie. You probably didn't enjoy it. Why do you hate America?
I didn't. You know what? You don't usually make me laugh because I don't think you're very funny. You actually legit made me laugh tonight.
Everyone thinks I'm funny.
Congrats.
Right. Out of the box, Mike and Lena. I'm going to go drink a beer and try to forget that you ever saw that movie. I'm ashamed for you.
All right. Well, we're still guests to come on the program. We're going to get Brantley from the weather station, Brad Savage from 106 on the corner.
I bet he wouldn't see it.
And we'll get Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I actually ran into Brad before the movie. And we're also going to get Adam on his love life.
That guy's a pimp.
No. P-I-M-P.
Pittsburgh, go fuck yourself.
Leon, go fuck yourself.
One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay home.